Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening to you all, and welcome to this, the last event of our centenary year. Now, on this weekend last year, we started our centenary year with a weekend of services and events which celebrated the life and work in the community of our church here in Dunfermline. During the past 12 months, we have organised events that will stand out in the memory as being enjoyable, different, and in some cases very challenging. I hope that many of you here tonight will have taken part in or attended at least some, if not all, of those centenary events. Events which in virtually every instance helped us as church members get to know more about each other within the church. Last year we started with a 24-hour fast, and this was in aid of World Vision, one of the two centenary charities. We then held our centenary weekend, and events that followed included the Youth Fellowship and Sunday School's performance of Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and the church here became a theatre for the evening. And then in late spring, we held an outdoor service and family picnic up at Fordell Firs, where thankfully we were blessed with some good weather. Now, on the purely social side, the Centenary Committee have organised a series of Sunday afternoon walks, had a trip to look around our new Parliament down at Holyrood, and attended the Salvation Army Carol Concert and a performance of the Life of St. Paul at Carnegie Hall. Photographs of the event during the year have been taken to record the enjoyment and brotherhood of church life, and an album has been prepared by Ian Wilkinson. Now, for those interested, I believe it is currently on display at the rear of the church. We also celebrated our 100 years by updating the church's own history book. This had previously been produced in 1987, and we thought that our centenary was a good time to develop the original work and to add further information about the life of the church over the past 17 years. Copies of the booklet will continue to be available for members, friends, and visitors to the church, usually available from the church office, but there's always some available at the back if you see an elder who's on duty. We also produced a calendar for the centenary year. Now, the calendar actually spanned a period of 16 months, right through from last September through to this December. And this gave us a chance to include 16 photographs of church life rather than just the usual 12. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all those who have served on the Centenary Committee. The Centenary Committee was formed some 2 to 3 years ago, not just in the past 12 months, and a lot of planning has gone into the whole series of events that many of you have been able to attend. Some members, unfortunately, left the church prior to the centenary itself, and these included Alec Mitchell and Andrew Howard. But stalwarts who have been with me throughout the entire time include George Flett and Gordon Hamilton, Libby Nisbet and Sheila Leal, Maureen Black, Mary and Ian Wilkinson, Ian Kirk, Mara Dow and Margaret Doolan. Without their ideas and assistance, the many events that have been held over the past year or so would just not have happened. Tonight, the centenary year at St. Leonard's officially comes to an end. And to mark the event, we are holding this service of praise to the Lord in song. But while the committee, and in particular Gordon Hamilton and George Flett, have spent time organising the service, I have to thank you all for your votes and for your favourite hymns, without which we could not have produced our top 10. Now, by the time that you've sung all 10 hymns, you will undoubtedly need some refreshments. So following the service, you're all invited to join us through in the McLaren Hall for supper. Now, before I hand over to Andrew for an opening prayer, can I point out that there is a retiring offering, and this is in aid of our second charity, second centenary charity, which is the Bethany Trust. Thank you very much.